SBS Radio.
My name is Mikhail Livne, Michael Livne. I participated in the Yom Kippur War. I came to Israel in 1964 from Romania. On 66-67, I joined the Golani in a regular army, participated in the 67 war that was in the Golan Heights. And then after that, 3 years after that, I went to study, become mechanical engineer. The October War, I was living with my family in Petah Tikva.
So when Yom Kippur War started, you were actually in the synagogue with your father?
I was in the synagogue with my father, and then we heard noises on the roads, cars and trucks, which is unusual Yom Kippur. My father and myself went home to see what's going on. We didn't sort of like capture that was actually a war. I knock on the door. An officer came, asked me to leave straight away to my army. When I arrived there at the base, we were given Nagmash, which in English is a troops carrier, and we were asked to to drive on the trucks of the troop carrier towards Beersheba. Midway through, we were stopped. The Nagmash was taken by a transport carrier, and we were taken by a bus, and we were dropped just before Kunetra at the time, where we found that actually it is a war with hostilities and things like that, explosions around, and this is the first time that we actually had the chance to put some clothes on us, military clothes, and find some ammunition for the rifles and things like that. We joined other troop carriers, which was part of this unit. In the middle of the night, they were asked to go and attack, go up front and attack towards Kantara, but unfortunately, we were ambushed, and this entire unit was quite destroyed. In other words, many of the troop carriers were basically bombed, and so we had to sort of like basically run away in a hurry to try to find a safe place. We drove across the dunes in the desert. Basically, we hide ourselves in a rubbish dump, which is a big hole in the ground near Kantara.
In the Sinai Peninsula, not far from the Suez Canal.
That's right. And in the middle of the night, we sort of like found a way to a safer place. And we joined, because we joined looking for food. We joined another unit, which was the Sherman unit. Sherman are the really, really old-style tanks, probably coming from 52 or 48 or something like that. It was not modern tanks. But very, very strong, their blindates are very, very thick. But anyway, the people there were quite old for us. We are 24, 25, and the people there were sort of like 45, 50 or something like that. And the unit commander thought that this troop carrier is actually a very good vehicle for being like a command vehicle, because it was fast. So he basically said to us, "You want food? Okay. You come with us, and this is our vehicle, and I'm not going to send you back to your unit. I don't know where your unit is at the moment," and that's basically what it was. And this is how we went all the way with this Sherman tanks unit, joined the Arik Sharon forces, and we crossed the Suez Canal to the other side, and actually the unit proved itself quite well. After that, we were on the defense roll to the Second Army of the Egyptian were circled there. We were on the other side, participating in the cordon that actually prevented this army of getting back into the main Egypt, but also from the Egyptian other forces to basically join this cordon unit, cordon army number 2. And in any way, that was where we had to stay there and defend our positions. The separation of the, it wasn't actually a peace, but cessation of hostility. We remained there for about 3 months to basically look and move from one side to another and to clear the areas of mines and other devices. And so that was part of the job.
We are talking to Michael Livne. Michael Livne took active part in the Yom Kippur War 45 years ago. And you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michael, what can you share with us as the strongest impression that that war left on you?
The strongest impression was that even though that was a surprise for Israelis, the entire war, I think that we were able to quickly come, move from being surprised or, from peace to actually being quite innovative in finding solutions to problems. And so the fact is that we came there, my friends and myself came there, we didn't have any army clothes or something. I mean, you can't just be there with white shirts and black pants and things like that. So found a way to find clothes from places and also ammunition, and then find a ways to find food and basically survival skills. For one way is that how did you go through the desert not knowing where the Egyptians are, because there was no indication who is who. Actually, we are moving at night and we're listening, walking there, listening if they are talking Hebrew, yeah, that's us. If you're talking Arabic, well, maybe you stay away, right? Because you could not be of any significant force or do anything. Six people with a troop carrier, it wasn't able to combat anybody. Right? That's one thing. The second thing was that some people suffered post-traumatic stress disorder by actually not being involved in actual combat, but actually seeing wounded people that they had to be carried away. And that was, it affects some people more than others. So that was something that I remember that thing there quite well. And the third thing is that the ingenuity to, when you don't do anything, is to find ways of passing the time by actually running, exercising, playing soccer, things that you would say, well, this is a war. It's not, why don't you sit there and do nothing? I said, well, it's impossible. So you need to get your energy out. But that's me.
Michael Livne, it's good to speak to you, and thank you so much for sharing your memories with us from the Yom Kippur War 45 years ago. Thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.